Open Windows, May the 20th. Battleground of the Soul. You are an offence to me, because you are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts. Matthew 16, verse 23. I think that does say to us that a position has to be taken inclusively over many things where the will of God is concerned. We have to come very definitely and positively to such a position, and then realise that from time to time there will be, by one means or another, an effort of the enemy to change our minds, to weaken us in that course, to make other suggestions, to get us to reconsider in the light of various issues and interests. We shall meet this offending, this stumbling, this hindering thing, and have to be very ruthless with it. The way the Lord dealt with Peter was, in a sense, ruthless. Really, there was no weakness in his attitude over that. Discerning its true nature, Jesus saw clearly that if he yielded to this suggestion, then he would go neither to Jerusalem nor to the cross. It is a question of whether we have settled that such and such is the way of the will of God, and then will this or that arising mean in the long run that we never get there, never do that will? If so, it has to be handled very ruthlessly and put out of the way and put behind us. The cross comes to us in many connections and different terms. Then, if we really are going to come through to the place of spiritual power as did Peter, that ground of the enemy must continually be forsaken and refused. The enemy has to be robbed of that which will destroy us and give him power to destroy us. And we have to be very ruthless with anything that arises to give him that position and defeat God's intention where we are concerned. This battle of heaven and hell, God and Satan, goes on in our souls. But there is for us this consolation, that we have a high priest, ever living to make intercession. We have a great asset in that continual intercession of the Lord Jesus for us.